All right, Susie, to begin with, you've monitored this case and its twists and turns for years. Tell me how shocked, how surprised were you by this sudden turn of events?
I'm very shocked. As a reporter who has covered it for years, I was prepared to go to Jonesboro in December for the evidentiary hearings. But all of a sudden, we have this surprise mystery hearing that was announced on Thursday. Rumors started circulating that two, possibly three of the West Memphis Three would be released. And by Friday afternoon, it was a done deal and they were out.
Well, what are the West Memphis Three going to do now for their livelihood or even just in the immediate future?
Yeah, that's a good question. I would say that from what I've heard from sources of mine that they will, at least Jason Baldwin and Damian Echols plan to lay low, kind of get reacquainted with society, with family, with friends. Damian Echols, as you may know, has a wife that he married while he was in prison. So there'll be some getting used to married life as well as just common everyday things that we take for granted, like, you know, using a cell phone, going out to eat in a restaurant, or just walking down the street.
What about their re-entry into society? This was a very sudden and swift plea arrangement that led to their release. Normally, there's a little bit more of a transition time. So can you kind of tell me what challenges exist for them to cope with their newfound freedom?
Right, yes. Experts I've talked to from around the country, psychologists, parole board members, sociologists say that this is shocking, and few people have heard that of someone being on death row one day and being out on the streets the next. Usually there's a process that a inmate would go through, and prisons are set up to kind of cope with release into the outside world. And normally that would mean you would go through some training, you'd take some classes, even a work release program where an inmate would go out during the day and then come back into prison at night to kind of get reacquainted with society. These three had none of that. It was as suddenly they were turned out, released. So they will have to have a lot of support from family and from friends, but even family and friends won't be able to actually deal with them with some of the issues that they're dealing with because they won't be able to understand. So they need, from the experts I've talked to, they need therapy from psychiatrists, from psychologists to kind of deal with not just what they're dealing with now out in this new world, but also their past and what they went through while they were in prison.
Yeah, and a little bit of a surprise, there's a new campaign already underway to get the West Memphis Three pardoned. Do you think this is a little premature, and might this even be more politically controversial, more politically charged than the plea agreement? Who's going to touch this with a 10-foot pole?
I don't think it's too soon. I think that the West Memphis Three advocates want to see complete freedom for these three men. They want this to be very clearly a movement to show their innocence, to prove their innocence. So I don't think it's premature. Knowing the people that I know who are involved, I could see them starting this on Monday. Politically, yes, it is hot, a very hot issue. I don't see this West Memphis 3 story going away anytime soon until the innocence is actually proven and someone else is behind bars for these crimes. Governor Mike Beebe could, governors have pardoned people in the past. There's, you know, a complicated process that people have to go through in order to get that. Beebe has said that he doesn't plan to run for any other office after his term ends. So he could have an act of courage and pardon these three, but I don't see that happening.